Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin has been discussing energy with European politicians much of this past year. He met with the Prime Minister of Hungary in May to speed construction of the new South Stream gas pipeline from Russia to Europe around Ukraine. In October, Mr. Putin discussed the project with his Italian counterpart. Following talks on November 2nd with the Danish head of government, Mr. Putin issued a sharp warning that Europe should help pay for deliveries of Russian gas to Ukraine.
We have already paid Ukraine $2.5 billion for transit. Let the Europeans throw in a lousy billion. Why have they become so stingy down there? They have money too. Let them get something out of their pockets.
Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko now says her country paid Russia $500 million for October's gas bill. She also alleges President Viktor Yushchenko blocked payments usually made through the Ukrainian National Bank. Mr. Yushchenko, in turn, has criticized Ms. Tymoshenko for negotiating a gas contract that favors Russia. Both are candidates in a January presidential election. Konstantin Simonov, director of the Russian National Energy Security Fund, agrees with both accusations. He notes Ms. Tymoshenko obligated Ukraine to pay for gas it does not use. And Simonov says the Ukrainian president has an eye on the upcoming vote.
President Yushchenko and those close to him are concerned, above all, about their own re-election. For them, it's clear that their only chance to stay in power is to organize a major disruption, and in that regard, a gas war with Russia is an ideal scenario.
Meanwhile, Finland and Sweden in early November approved construction of the Nord Stream pipeline in their waters. Nord Stream would also circumvent Ukraine, delivering Russian gas to northern Europe under the Baltic Sea. But Estonian Defense Minister Jaak Aaviksoo accuses Moscow of playing politics.
The decision to have the Nord Stream as well as South Stream bypassing a number of Central Eastern European countries is clearly a political decision. And unfortunately, these countries, not being consulted, feel themselves somehow out in the cold.
European countries are considering construction of yet another pipeline, Nabucco, which is backed by the United States and would circumvent Russia with supplies of Asian or Middle Eastern gas. Harvard University's Marshall Goldman told VOA that Moscow is seeking to prevent such pipeline competition by playing European countries against one another.
We'll make a special deal with you. We'll give you a discounted price. Sign up with us, and you'll be protected. We won't cut you off. And so this kind of leads to disruption in any kind of united front that might otherwise be created to stand off against the Russians.
Konstantin Simonov warns that Europe cannot replace the huge volumes pumped by Russia with Nabucco's relatively small annual capacity of 31 billion cubic meters. He also questions the reliability of Nabucco's potential suppliers.
There is a desire to ask, hey guys, have you been in Turkmenistan? Have you been in Iran? Have you been in Egypt? Don't you have any reservations that those countries are much more capable of politicizing the energy dialogue than Russia? I don't think Russia is using gas as a political weapon. Russia has a different problem. It wants to make lots of money.
Simonov cautions that Russia should not be allowed to corner the market on Central Asian gas, which already flows through Russian and Ukrainian pipelines to Europe. A monopoly would almost certainly raise prices and exacerbate Ukrainian payment problems in the coming years. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Moscow.